Varanga Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela, Aparan Leela, 3:36 to 6 p.m. Afternoon Pastimes. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Description of the town of Nadia. The road to Nadia, which means Navadvip, is made of pure white sand and lined with lofty palaces of all the Gaura Bhaktas. Fluttering golden banners and colorful flags touch the blue sky above the palaces. Eager to behold Gauranga, the women, the Nadia Nagaris, ascend to the rooftops as everyone steadily fixes their eyes on the path that Lord Gauranga is traversing. Like Vrindavan, the town of Nadia extends for an area of 4 yojans, 32 square miles. Here and there in Navadvip are flower gardens, lakes, and palaces containing many temples of the demigods. Here in Nadia, there are 4 varnas, classes of people: Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, all living in the most lovely homes. There are also yogis, sannyasis, in different places. One will find the recitation of Bhagavad Gita and the Puranas, musical performances, and in some places people are bickering and children are playing and vipras are studying scriptures. Here and there, splendid platforms ornament the base of the tall trees of Kadamba and Bakul. Crowds of celestial citizens pack the marketplaces, courtyards, and vestibules. Lord Gauranga's enchanting sportive pastimes on the banks of the Ganga that embraces the town with arm-like currents. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, there is no town like Navadvip within the entire three worlds, because here Chaitanya Gosai has taken birth. Navadvip is just like the opulent capital city of Mathura. Navadvip is Sampurna, which means complete in every way. Sampurna denotes that within Navadvip one will find the fullest extent of all the pleasures in the universe, including unlimited beauty, mystic potency, virtuous conduct, plus the intoxicating essence of the topmost limit of all knowledge, devotion, intelligence, wealth, and mercy. Sampurna also indicates that Navadvip is full of glorious family dynasties, as well as perfectly complete proficiency in the abilities of relishment and mystery and all forms of craftsmanship. Narahari Chakravarti, in his Bhakti Ratnakar, described Sri Nadia as the abode of happiness, where the 8 mystic perfections and the 9 opulences are the humble servants in every home. The 3-fold miseries are vanquished here, and the 9-fold processes of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, shine continuously. The area is so much overflowing with spotlessly pure prema that all the non-moving and moving living beings remain everlastingly intoxicated in divine madness. Nadia's charming and grand glories are so expansive and unlimited that Sheshanag ever sings of them and never reaches their limit. Lord Brahma and other demigods meditate on the exalted, limitless rasa manifested in Nadia.